Well, coming up this Saturday, I am honored and very privileged to be the race announcer for the fourth annual James W. Foley Freedom Run 5K, taking place this Saturday morning, 10 o'clock at the Rochester Community Center on Wakefield Street in Rochester. It starts 10 o'clock, start and finish there. It's a new location. The first 3 years were at the Rochester Fairgrounds, but it's been moved to the Rochester Community Center. So those, for those of you who are signing up and wanting to run and be a part of this, it's at the Rochester Community Center on Saturday. You can sign up to run or walk at FoleyRun.org. That's FoleyRun.org. This is a fast, flat, chip time 5K through the streets of Rochester. It's a fun run. It's a great event to benefit the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation. As you know, Jim Foley lost his life a few years ago in Syria. He was, of course, a freelance text reporter, video journalist, and he was trying to tell us about what was happening on the other part of the world and doing such a great job and where he lost his life. But he believed in what he did, and he gave us lots of things to remember him by. Joining me this morning is his mom, Diane Foley, who I've gotten to know over the years. Good to see you, Diane. Welcome to the program.
Pleasure to be here, Mike. Thank you.
You've become a good friend, and thank you for joining us. And I am so glad to have you here on behalf of your son, James, and Jim, who we remember fondly, and the work that he did, the valiant reporter that he was, photographer, reporter. I mean, he was something else. This run, obviously, we're going to talk about it, is to benefit the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation, which you and your family and other people interested in Jim's work put together and came out. We're going to talk about that for a second. Let's talk about what the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation is. And this, from what I understand this, and explain this to our listeners, this is kind of a foundation to help journalists who are in conflict. Is that correct?
Well, it is. We have, our tagline is inspiring moral courage, one person at a time. So we seek to inspire moral courage in journalism, government, and humanity in general. But yes, the two main our two main foci are the advocacy of any American who's held hostage or unjustly detained abroad, and also for the freelance conflict journalists who go into harm's way to bring us stories, tell us what's happening.
So how does the foundation help these people over there? How does it work, actually?
Well, we work very intensively with the folks in Washington to make the return of Americans a priority, which is hard to do. You know, when Americans travel for work or as a humanitarian worker, educator, or even for fun, they are often targeted, unfortunately, and sometimes held for ransom. So part of our work is to advocate for our government to find ways to negotiate their release and safe return.
Right. How do you feel our government is doing? Because when it came time to try to get Jim back to this country, you ran into a lot of roadblocks. I mean, President Obama was president at the time, correct?
He was.
And his policy, if I remember correctly, was we don't negotiate with terrorists, right?
Exactly.
What was your thought about that?
Well, my thought is if we don't engage with people who take our citizens, there is no hope of bringing them home. I feel we must engage and negotiate. I am against ransom, because I think that certainly makes it more of a business and makes Westerners more at risk. But I applaud the Obama administration. They did, at the end of his term in 2015, start a hostage fusion cell, whose only mission now is to work to bring Americans home, and a special envoy and hostage recovery group. So that was a huge step forward. However, the return of these Americans is very complex. So we continue to engage to make sure it's a priority for our country.
Yeah. And I know in our comments before we went on the air, you actually gave President Donald Trump some credit because he has been able to negotiate somehow and bring some of these people home, correct?
For sure. President Trump has made this more of a priority. Pastor Andrew Brunson, who was held in Turkey, unjustly detained for nearly 2 years, just came home. And he has been And his administration has really made this a priority. So we're very grateful for his efforts in that regard.
And he has not, it's not a ransom situation at all. He has just been able to somehow negotiate with some of these people, right?
To engage with the people holding Americans and to find a way to have them released.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful.
What do you, you got to be grateful for that too. I mean, what do you think the key is in doing that? I mean, how is he able to do that where other people have not been able to do that, do you think?
I think some of it is the engagement alone. I think we have to be shrewd enough to find out why people are holding our citizens. And then the more we can understand what's going on with them, the more we can find ways to negotiate.
Yeah.
You know, without an engagement, we have no idea what's happening.
So the James Foley Legacy Foundation, right now it's you know, home base is here in New Hampshire, but also there's going to be an office in Washington, D.C. as well.
There is. We're currently seeking an executive director who will reside in Washington. So he can work more with the government. The other part of our mission, too, is education and prevention of, you know, kidnapping and all that sort of thing. So we have a curriculum, a safety curriculum for schools of journalism, and we've been all over the country sharing that curriculum because we need a valiant journalist in the world. We need our own new president of UNH said that freedom is necessitates an education. We have to understand what's going on to stay free. So our journalism is key. So we seek to keep young aspiring journalists free so that they have the tools to keep themselves safe.
And let's talk about your son, you know, Jim, for a second, because that was his philosophy. I mean, he had a couple of tours there. He came home, but he wanted to go back and report on the atrocities over there. He wanted this side of the world to see what was happening on the other side of the world. He knew he was going in harm's way, but his passion for his stories were so important that he gave his life to do that.
Freedom isn't free. And I think as Americans, we need to come together to cherish the gift of freedom we have and to advocate to maintain that freedom and to remember the many who have laid down their lives so we will be free.